I would say there are three elements in this. The first one is this, the dire situation of the Palestinians is very closely followed in Libya. Next element is that there is a very strong anti-Israel sentiment in Libya. This must also be seen in context with Gaddafi's aspiration to become the leader of the Arabs in the fight against Israel. This was also a main reasoning for his nuclear weapons program. And finally, the situation of the population in Libya is also very dire for various reasons. Many don't see a real perspective for the future. They are fed up with corruption and the rule of the militias. And the meeting between al-Mangush and Eli Cohen was for several the straw that broke the camel's back. The incident was subsequently exploited by the many opponents of Prime Minister Dabeiba. And Dabeiba is, of course, aware that this is much more than just an al-Mangush scandal. And he knows that this is right now about the very survival of his own government.
Mangush has stated she refuses to be victimized by Prime Minister Dabeiba's attempts to avoid embarrassment, and she claims that the meeting was approved in advance by the Prime Minister. One Libyan official told the Associated Press that the meeting was officially coordinated last month when Dabeiba was on a visit to Italy meeting his counterpart Giorgia Meloni. But Dabeiba stressed that he rejects any normalization of relations with Israel and denied that he was aware of the intended meeting with the Israeli foreign minister. How could that contradiction impact the government of national unity in Libya?
I would say there are several good points in what al-Mangush said, but for the time being, it seems to be that most, if not all, the Libyans believe that Dabeiba himself did not know about the meeting, although there are several other additional indications against him. In January, he had a meeting with CIA Director Burns in Tripoli, where such a rapprochement was a topic. Allegedly, later on, he met in Jordan the director of Israel's Mossad. Dabeiba denied this immediately. National Security Advisor Ibrahim Dabeiba allegedly also participated in Rome in the meeting with Eli Cohen. There is information that the heads of the Internal Security Agency and of the General Intelligence Service were aware of the meeting well in advance. Furthermore, an official of the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated that the meeting was arranged between Mangush and Cohen and on the highest levels. It was pre-planned by the prime ministers. This was not a by-chance encounter, according to them, as the Libyan foreign minister has portrayed it. The meeting had even lasted more than 2 hours. So if this is true, al-Mangush might be very well right, and the meeting was really coordinated by Dabeiba. One thing is for sure, there is increasing pressure on Dabeiba to resign. And there were again protests in Tripoli, and there are protests right now in the capital and in other cities. Dabeiba's strategy is, for the time being, to sit it out.
According to Israeli Channel 12 TV, the U.S. was furious with Israel for revealing the meeting, as the White House expected the sit-down between Mangush and Cohen to remain secret and believes other countries will be deterred from exploring normalization after the popular reaction in Libya. If this proved to be true, how would that be perceived among Libyans?
Many Libyans will certainly be now even more suspicious about the American role in Libya and its aims. This will not do any good to the American reputation in Libya. Although I would say this must not be a surprise to Libya and the Libyans that the Americans are very supportive of Israel. This leaking, as you said, of crucial information will make any secret talks between Israel and its Arab neighbors and other Arab countries much more difficult. This is a very serious blow to the Arab-Israel reconciliation project, which was launched under President Trump. This leaves us all together with the question, who leaked the information? Who benefited from it? What was the aim? Was it the opposition in Israel to use this scandal for fierce attacks on the Netanyahu government? I doubt it. It would be rather unusual that the Israeli opposition harms Israel's national security. Is this about opponents of an expansion of the Abraham Accords, or is this about opponents of any Libyan contact with Israel and of the Dabeiba government in Libya?